What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh yeah, it took that guy half an hour in between shows.
Yeah,
he's a really nice guy, but incompetent.
He just got fucking stitched up.
Yeah.
What did James say? He's not coming on. He's tired from escaping from the gorilla exhibit. Oh, shit.
Did they try to fuck him?
Huh? Did they try to fuck him in the gorilla? Like in...
He's a powerful, attractive man.
He had berries in his pocket.
That was...
Team America.
Team America, yeah. That's great.
He just ripped him apart.
So how you liking Dubbo, boys?
Loving it.
Good, man. We should probably introduce you first to the podcast, though, Rummy.
Fantastic.
People might not know who you are. Everyone that listens to this podcast will know who you are from your voice. But for those who are listening who don't know, we have Rummy on. First one in. Oh, I didn't think you were keen on podcasts.
Mitch just kind of rocked up at my door just now. Is he on a pod? I'm like, come on. Get in here.
I'm like, I took advantage of your social anxiety and the inability to say no.
There you go.
You're just too nice of a...
Got me good.
Yeah.
That's how he gets laid. So.
A yes is a yes.
Where I come from.
Well, we're in Dubbo, so...
Yeah, well...
Oh, boy.
When in Rome.
Yeah. I feel like you just have to bring meth.
Yeah.
Like anyone with meth would be able to get laced.
Seems like the currency. Yeah. Everyone's pretty keen on the meth around here.
We were hit up last night.
You were.
A young gentleman.
You were?
Although he was hitting up everybody.
Shouldn't name him.
Let's just throw him straight out of the bus. That dude.
Was his full name?
From.
I think it actually is their names put together.
It is.
Well, the cat's out of the bag.
He likes his meth. That's why he only does like regional towns. It's where you get the best meth.
Good on him. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
They had some fun gigs. I did the one at Singo. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fun times out there.
Loz had a great tour.
Yeah. She did. She killed.
Yeah.
Regional towns just seem happier in general to have comedy on.
Yeah, they're kind of like... hungry except for it out here because I don't get to see that kind of thing.
Except for that one lady in the front row last night.
She was laughing at everyone else.
Yeah, she wasn't laughing at me.
She was... Was that the uptight one? The one that looked real proper? It's like she wanted to laugh, but she couldn't.
Yeah.
Someone was saying she might have been with a parent, so she was sort of like looking at them every time something filthy happened. It was like, can I laugh? Are they laughing?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go for it. Yeah.
They were having a ball. I was watching them. They were laughing heaps.
Yeah.
Those,
it's funny. They were sort of picking and choosing what kind of filthy material they enjoyed, though. Like, I look at them sometimes and go, "Oh yeah, okay, well, they're on board with this." But next time, it's like, "Nah, sorry."
Yeah, they didn't like this, the sex stuff.
Yeah,
but the suicide jokes they were really into.
Oh yeah, getting that close to the end, you know, just considering euthanasia, those kinds of options.
There's a couple of jokes that people are like, fuck, like shaking their heads at. Just
when Ben started doing his stuff about the landing strip and stuff, I was just like, this isn't going to go down. These old people are going to hate this. And I think they were on board.
You're killed.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, special guest.
Another one for the pod. Let him in.
Coming.
So we're doing a rotating roster on this one. Here he is.
Oh, it was good, mate. It was good. We're getting into it. Pick up a mic.
Turn that bad boy on. Yeah, we saw you last night.
That's like at a mic last night.
That was fucked. Good recovery, though.
Oh, after a minute. I was like, oh, maybe I should just try to talk my way through it. But I'm like, nah, it'll turn on any second. And like a minute later, I'm like, this isn't happening for me. Like,
no.
Why did you assault the mic? What bit is it again that you do?
Get gas-powered piston dick into the vag and went for 15 minutes, but I come up to 10, so it's like...
Nice.
Yeah, my dick's slapping into a vag. So.
Yeah, we got it.
People need a visual.
Describe it, hair by hair.
ow.
What have you been doing down the pub, watching footy?
No, I just caught up with a mate of mine, the old soccer coach from back in the day.
Oh, nice.
Did he finger you?
Not as much as I wanted. Not past the first knuckle.
You were trying to seduce him when you were a kid?
I was pushing back.
But so basically it was an old flame.
Yeah. For sure. No, I just fucking hung out in the room, did a little bit of writing. It took some. James gave me some advice, so I was working on that today for me set tonight. And
oh, so you haven't jumped out the window.
We had our suspicions that, you know, being a family man, being alone for you, by yourself for the first time in a long time, probably we thought it was like several wanks. Were there several wanks? Or?
Oh, so many. All in your bed.
It's going to be a crusty night's sleep.
They were built up.
Big loads. Big. See how tall these ceilings are? He still hit them.
There's like icicles hanging down.
The classic architecture has just been soiled.
I'm scared to look up now. Something snaps off the roof and takes out an eye.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's powered by an icicle will come.
That's very professional of you, Ben. We went to the zoo and just sort of walked around in a daze for about 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. It was so much fun. Went to the meerkat enclosure. Oh, this is great. I could have stayed there all day.
Yeah,
you just could have gone and went to the rest of the zoo, just picked me up.
Isn't that like in the first like 50 metres as well?
Yeah.
He peaked
early. He was
already
tired. He was sweating. It was great.
Yeah, it was fucking... It was a big day. It was a lot of waddling.
Yeah. No, if I hadn't been like recently, I think I was only out there like 2 years ago or something like that, I probably would have gone, but I was like, nah, I just want to chill. So,
yeah. Nah, they got some new turtles. You missed out.
Oh, fucking turtles.
Yeah.
Sick.
Tortoises. They were pretty sweet.
Yeah.
We got some pretty sick photos of Mitch and I. That was good. Daniel spotted that one, and I was like, I'm going to crop it out on the side. Make a photo of that. Good shit.
Gave me a chuckle.
So we've got some great photos of them mounting most of the statues, the animal statues throughout the park. I think they tagged pretty much every one.
Yeah, he's tried to make me climb that big one. I wasn't having it.
It was a giraffe that a small child had just got up on.
Yeah, but they're nimble, man.
They are nimble. They're like spider monkeys.
Yeah, they bend in ways that they shouldn't.
You've been talking to my soccer coach, have you?
There it is.
That was good.
Well, we're looking good on the ad side of things. I put the ad up like yesterday. And it's finally gone through. And let me check it. I think last I checked at the zoo, we're up to like 90 people had clicked on the book for the fucking ticket thing.
That's good.
Now we're at 114. 1,400 people have seen it. So, fuck, we should have some people here tonight.
We should.
Surely. Hopefully.
Mitch is still not convinced.
No.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't run my fucking ad.
No. I don't know why.
Yours isn't even offensive.
Yeah, yours is probably the most.
Yeah, if anyone's ad was going to get, it was either yours or mine.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I was like, there was, at the end of it, it was like, oh, did you find this ad helpful? And I was like, no, you just didn't fucking run it. They've got children to feed.
I saw you're the poster boy for our show.
Yeah, I don't know why they put like, my not fucking
one, but two
head on.
Photos of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was him or me. Let's be honest.
Well, there's five other of us.
Yeah, well.
Mark and Rummy are both vastly better looking than me and you.
Yeah.
If someone was going to be the poster boy.
But it'd be like that, oh, he thinks he's fucking funny, does he? The pretty boy. Like, you know, that wouldn't help us.
Because you two are definitely the most handsome man in the group. Who's the handsomest? Mark or Rummy?
Mark's got that that rugged Australian vibe about him.
Yeah, but you're tall.
Mm, yeah,
well,
Mark,
that's
Mark's
another
short.
2 points.
I'd do Mark.
Yeah.
But would Mark do you?
That's it. That's how we find out.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment...
When he comes
he's
on.
Got the upper hand because you've already committed to it. So
he's
one, you're two.
He's got hand right
and
now.
And then there's just
in the words of George Costanza.
Trailing off to the rest of us. Slop.
Fuck, should I just shave my head and have the pedophile loop Adam likes to talk about?
Can you get up on your tiptoes?
Maybe.
To do the walk? Can you touch your hands behind your back?
Just. It's a struggle.
So here we are between shows. The vibe was good last night, and I think.
What's that? Good? What's that? Fantastic. I was on my phone. I'm actively trying to get out of this podcast. I'm like, I want to go downstairs for a beer. Who wants to fill this mic slot? I'm trying to get Animal Mark.
Where is Mark? Napping.
Yeah, he wanted to get some vegan food.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't feed him.
He's pretty fucking hungry. Vegan
food. Oh, yeah, no.
We took him to the zoo.
He had white bread with lettuce on it for his lunch.
That's the most horrendous lunch.
And some coconut water, which he said he hates it.
That's so funny.
It's why he looks like he does, though. Like, if I ate like him, I'd be skinny like that. But I just can't do it to myself.
Yeah, there's not a lot of nutrients in bread and lettuce.
He might pass out tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, where is he? Yeah, did he make the walk?
I hope he didn't.
He's just walking down to the pastoral. Just find him passed out in the park.
No, is he? Yeah, he's down there watching the footy with Loz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking angry.
How long does the footy go for? It started at 2:30, didn't it?
No, it would have started at 3, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been like the pre-game starts at like 2:30 and then, yeah.
Pre-game. What do they do on the pre-game? Just watch each other warm up?
The people talk about the game coming up. Yeah. And they're like, oh, these are the sides. This is the ins and outs. These are the injuries.
The Knights are shit.
They're going to lose.
Canberra are slightly less shit.
should make for some quality viewing.
Yeah. It's fucking going to be a good night tonight. I'm positive. I'm staying positive.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be sick. It's going to be good.
It can't be any worse than last night. Let's put it that way.
Last night was still good.
It still went all right.
Yeah. It was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, we came
stressful.
We came in thinking it was
working
gonna be
microphones.
Yeah, we're doing like a fucking sound check thing today.
Yeah, I'm going down.
Oh, for the love of God, we need music before the show starts. Like the dude that went on before just sucked all the energy out of the room.
Yeah.
So there's some comedy on after this.
Yeah.
Where's Newcastle Collective?
That was it.
Showcase, cunt. Fuck, just get off stage.
He just wanted to milk it for as long as he could.
It was bad.
What was his fucking whole thing about being a nerd in the Outback or some shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, let's fight.
What's his name?
Fuck, I don't know.
It wasn't Clark, was it?
Clive, maybe.
Clive?
Something like that.
There was a thing online, but I'm not looking at it. I'm not looking it up.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Nah, he's not worth it. Oh, Ben's Ben's doing some digging.
Yeah. I'm doing some digging. What the fuck was this cunt's
name?
Let's
fucking trash him. Dust. No,
it's great having a platform that no one listens to. You can just trash people all you want. It's not getting back to anybody.
We might have to edit that out.
Probably. Just slandering the poor dude. He's like, I don't even do meth.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't ask for meth at all.
I'm pretty sure it was after cocaine. I think everyone just jumped the gun a little bit on the
meth. We're all expecting him to
ask actually, he was accusing someone else of dealing meth. And we're like, James doesn't deal meth. I don't know who told you that.
He does have his shoulder pouch, but it's strictly cigarettes and some weed. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I think he got that vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have a last name. It's just...
Oh, I nailed it.
So, fuck you.
I know that guy.
Didn't he own like a bunch of fucking... Yeah.
That was awful.
Do some more shit poetry.
I was going to go with Crazy Clark.
Stupid hat.
What are you doing? You're going to fuck shit up here. You walk past and it stopped recording. I'm not fucking kidding you. That
you
just
the
happened.
Mic to your mouth as well.
Yeah. What the fuck? Did you tap the touchpad or something?
She must have touched the touchpad, or she bumped the space bar or something.
One of her dags hit it.
One of her dags. She's a hippie now. She's she slept in a van for one night.
That's all it takes.
Now she's a stinky piece of shit.
I don't want to waste any of my gold. Are we back online? I don't want to waste any gold just chatting now.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Sweet.
We got this.
That computer's wigging out hard, though.
Podcast crashing mid-sentence.
This is why I watch it like a hawk. We've been burned many
just
times
think,
before.
Fuck, you're not epileptic.
Look, yeah, this
screen
is just
going nuts.
It's good. It's keeping my attention.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a moth to a flame. No, what did a moth go to? Did that go to flames or lights?
That is the saying.
That was the saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
No, you fucking killed it, mate.
Don't do that.
I was almost going to change it to moth to a light, but that doesn't fucking sound like...
I was like, no, we'd have fucking roasted you for that.
Yeah.
moth walks into a podiatrist.
You're doing the Norm MacDonald fucking moth joke. So
fucking so good.
I love his youthful porpoise one.
Youthful? Is it?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
You better tell it.
Yeah.
So basically, he goes on this rant about how, you know, he went to school with this guy. He was really, really smart. He like got all these doctorates and went over, like, you know, all these unis and shit.
Yeah, thank you.
Where'd you get that? Yeah.
Shouldn't have abused her. Yeah. There is a pub downstairs, you know.
Yeah. That was really quick, though. But anyway, he goes to school with this guy. He's really smart. He got all his doctorates and all that. And everyone thinks he's...
Hey, wait a second. Where's my beer?
You don't get one.
Fuck you, Lods.
Ask him the group chat. They're giving them out.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, and everyone thinks this guy's going to amount to something, and he just disappears. And he goes, I didn't see him for years and years, but then I was at SeaWorld, and he goes, I saw this guy, he was over, he goes, I wanted to go see the baby dolphins, because, you know, I like dolphins and whatnot, and there's this guy standing there feeding them, and it was this cunt. And he goes, where have you been? Like, you know, we all thought you were going to be, like, the best thing to come out of where we were, and, you know, we all thought you were going to be, like, the highest achiever that we'd ever had and all that. And old mate goes, oh, I don't know. I think I'm serving a youthful porpoise. And it's like this whole fucking build up just for that fucking line. And it's so good. Like, I could probably do it like word for word, but fucking I wouldn't.
That's the funny thing about Norm is that anyone else that does his jokes, it doesn't really work half the time.
No.
Yeah.
It's just, the way he fucking tells
it. He's in my top three favourite comedians.
Yeah. You've watched Hitler's Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to turn the gain up a bit. Fuck it.
I just love that premise. He's like, his dog would be the only man. He'd be like, you guys are cool, but Hitler may be the greatest man who's ever lived. He's like, talking from the dog's perspective. He's like that Hitler guy. I just love him. Such a good joke.
Oh, man.
There'll be none of that tonight. No one's going to be that funny. No. But we will try.
We'll give it our best shot. I'll just try and remember my jokes.
What did you forget last night? You forgot something else.
Fucking hold 2 minutes on dildos. Spewing.
No, that was a trial run for tonight.
Yeah.
I forgot my jokes too.
Yeah, I know. You worked through it. I just went, I forgot my jokes. And I was like, fuck it, closer, get off.
Fair enough, though. But it's better than bombing.
It always gets a good laugh when you say, I forgot my jokes. Whenever you have that kind of moment, everyone always just on your back. Like, sorry, behind you, you know, when it happens. So
yeah.
You'll be right.
Were we under time enough that we kind of caught up time for Loz and Eddie kind of thing?
Well, Loz had to, because Loz was going to do the set in the show last night.
Yeah.
And she dropped it to try and catch up. But it was still fucking running way behind time. But we were on time.
I think Eddie started 40 minutes later. What?
Jesus.
Eddie started at 10.
Yeah.
What time was she set to start?
She was supposed to start at 9.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a full hour ahead and, didn't finish till 11.
Wow.
And the whole crowd was just like half asleep, and then all the pissed idiots from out in like the main room.
Yeah.
Because that place turned into like a nightclub last night. It was insane.
Yeah,
Where did you vanish to? Because...
I was fucking...
Ben just vanished.
Ben's like, I fucking found some meth.
No, fucking that Mark dude was just fucking hanging out with me, talking me here for ages. So
yeah.
I spent ages with him. And then
I was talking to him for ages. And then he's like, yeah, I'm keen to get fucked up. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go get another drink and then go see Shaz and I'll be back. I came back and you were both gone.
Yeah, well, we were there for like another 20 minutes. And then we were like, oh, you know, fuck this. Like, it's that loud and crowded down here.
Yeah.
And I think we went fucking in the poker room just to fucking... It was quieter.
Oh,
and then he fucked off somewhere and I just fucking... I think I put 20 bucks in. That took forever to fucking lose or go up.
Yeah.
Did you find a pig machine while you were there?
I did not find the pig machine, no.
We got to fucking get the feature on that pig machine.
Let's go do it now.
Fuck this pod. Fuck this podcast.
Let's do the podcast from the pokies.
Man, I think I threw 20... I think the most it got to was like 30.
Yeah.
But then it just wouldn't fucking go down. And I was like, I don't care about $30.
Yeah.
Like,
that's when you start doing $5 hits.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. But fucking, I don't know. I just fucking meandered on home because I was like, fuck this place. So
yeah, it was pretty shit by the end of it.
I was.
Yeah. I was just getting heaps of like getting looked at by fucking everyone. They're just like, you're not from around here, are you, boy?
Nope. You stand out like a fucking sore thumb, don't you?
What were you wearing? Was it anything to do with what you're wearing?
No, it's just a hoodie and
yeah, pants. I don't think so. It's just wearing me. Just what I was wearing on stage with a jumper.
Okay.
Yeah. Must have looked fucking weird.
I was wearing my fucking Costanza shirt. And
making friends?
Yes. People came up behind me, started taking photos with my back.
It's a 3D shirt too.
Yeah. It really is.
It's like topographical.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, fucking, what are you doing? Like, just fucking don't be a rude cunt. Like, just
come to my show first.
Yeah.
Of all.
Yeah. I was like,
then I'll get photos with you.
Yeah. And then I was like, take them, but fucking like ask me at least. You don't take photos of people without their fucking permission like that. That's shit. Mm. Anyway, and one of them's like, oh, then I've got to be fucking like, I've got to get to know you. I'm like, no, you don't. Right. And he's like, well, I don't want to. I was like, then fuck off.
I don't really want to know you, man. I'm not that interested in you. You're just
I got a little bit aggressive about it. And then his mate's like, oh, no, we'll be your mate. I'm like, I don't. Yeah, whatever, just take the photo so I can get back to it.
So they good cop, bad copped you into a photo with the show.
They fucking did. Cunts. Yeah.
They got their way in the end.
Yeah.
Lots of drunk cunts there and lots of people talking shit about wanting to fucking fight everyone.
Ah,
like, what the fuck?
I watched one guy. It was out with
Was he throwing the air elbows? Different one.
No. He's wearing this fucking denim jacket with like the sheep wool and the collar kind of thing. And he's like walking along out in the smoking area, and he's like fucking popping his jacket and all that. And he just goes, and threw up. And the RSA guy is like 2 meters away, watched it. I looked at him, he looked at me, old mate walked inside, and I just looked at him again, and he's like, followed him in. And then like 2 minutes later, I saw old mate just walk back out. I'm like, are you serious? Like, this cunt just threw up in the middle of everyone. Like, it wasn't a massive one, but it was fucking big enough.
It was enough.
And I'm like, and you're not going to do anything? I'm like, fucking hell.
That cunt didn't give a fuck. That RSA dude. Yeah. He was just there to fucking look at chicks and smoke dabs.
There's some fucking good looking fucking girls around Dubbo, but fuck, I realised I'm glad I'm married, eh? Because there's so many of them just seem like there's just shit to talk to. Like, let's dance. And you're like, oh, yous are all fucking gross.
I
wouldn't shoot a load in your empty bed if you were my roommate.
But I'm not
which
missing
I totally
out.
Have not done.
Crispy dreams.
That's good.
Yeah, I saw one dude telling fucking warriors by the look of it, like throwing elbows. Oh, fuck yeah, I'll fucking do this and that. And I went, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, bro.
It was so hard to tell, like, because like, when I was by myself and just fucking waiting to go home, basically, trying to either double my money or lose it. It was so hard to tell if like people were about to fight or were flirting. Yeah. I'd hear something and they'd be like, who the fuck are you? And I'd turn around and they're like, oh, you're nice. And I'm like, oh, it's just some dude trying to pick up, but it's like really aggressive.
That's how
like,
they do it.
I'm like, oh, is this dude about to fight someone? I'm turning around, he's just talking to three chicks and they're like, oh. And I'm like, oh, this is gross. I did not miss fucking going out in town or anything.
How'd you meet your missus?
Online.
Online? Okay, yeah.
He tried to fight her.
Step up. Want a piece of this? Step up.
Throw some elbows.
Broden Shearer's got a fight coming up. He's doing a boxing match.
Nice. Can we
Broden.
Go?
Broden.
Broden's.
Can we go watch?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're absolutely going to watch.
We are
he
going
boxes?
To watch.
You're yeah.
Go to ringside commentary with the fucking pod.
Fuck, would they let us?
I don't think Broden would want you to.
I think he would.
How probably. Long are the rounds?
I think it's amateur, so probably 2 minute rounds.
Oh. He might be able to get through though. Unless he's like deceptively fit.
No, he's not.
But he looks like he struggles to do 5 minutes on stage. And not for material, just physically.
Oh, savage.
Ah, fuck you, Broden. He's listening to this right now. You're fat too, cunt. All right? Stop making fun of other fat people.
Hey, if anyone can,
It's him. Yeah.
Fat people are allowed to make fun of fat people.
The other day, I'm like, cunt, you're living in a glass house and it's been shattered a million times over. Because he's just, he's
by
always
your fat,
roasting.
Gigantic ass.
Yeah, he's been roasting Wilson about being fat.
Yeah. Wilson's not even fat.
No, he's not. And Wilson's like that too. He's like, I'm not even that fat, dude. He's like, yeah. No, I love them both. They're fucking good blokes.
They're
really
good value.
Funny. Like, yeah, some of my funniest times I've ever had, like hanging out before shows, is watching those two just fucking go back at each other like an old married couple. Yeah, but Broden was telling me he was, it's like you sign up for like a 10-week class or something like that.
Right.
And then at the end of it, you get to fight someone. And I was like,
just go out in town.
Well, I was like,
save 10 weeks.
He's like, I was like, what weight class are you doing? He's like, 89 kilos. And for boxing, that's fucking heavy. That's like light heavyweight.
There's no way he's 89 kilos.
He's not at the moment. He's well over 100 kegs.
So, like, is
he's
he just starting this now?
Yeah,
so
in 10 weeks, he's got to get down to 89.
I don't know how.
I thought you were
going to
say,
weeks.
Like, he's 8 weeks in. I'm like, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
He'll step up the training.
I said to him, I'm like, you're fucking crazy fighting 89 kilos. He's pretty confident about it, but...
Oh, good on him. I hope he does it. Like, that's awesome that he's getting out there
and
getting
like
the go.
Giant man that's like 89 kilos
of
muscle.
Yeah. Like... There's some fucking football players who are like 89 kilos.
But you'd hope he's just going up against another guy who's just starting out.
And I think that's the point of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some gyms don't do that.
Right.
Some gyms will fucking
throw
you
in the deep end.
Yeah, and like they'll let some fucking actual good fighter who they're trying to pad their record.
Someone they can't get a fucking opponent for. So they sign cunts up for 10-week programs just to get the shit beat out of them.
That's a pretty good scam.
It's a good scam. Yeah, it's like you get a fight at the end, but this cunt can really fight. You have no chance, even with 10 weeks.
I'd wait till the bell rings and then whisper in his ears, like, he's actually pretty good, by the way.
Yeah. I went and saw this...
the last guy just came out of the coma, so that's good news.
Go get him, Broden.
There's definite brain activity. Good luck.
I went to this... live MMA event. It was like one of the regional Central Coast MMA fights. And one of the sponsors was a gym owner. So he's like a mad fighter. And he was fighting for the title. He was holding the title.
Yeah.
And then they started reading out like all of his black belts and shit. Like he had like fucking like taekwondo black belt, like jiu-jitsu black belt. It was like champion.
Basically, if it's got
these...
a belt, he's got it in black.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. It was like this full readout, and you
got
just saw
R.M.
the
Williams
dude.
Black belt.
Yeah, you just saw the dude across
just had
from him.
Beat up an old man. Yeah. Where is R.M.? I'll kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, the dude across from him was literally like had three fights.
The guy across from him had three fights.
Like three fights, not very many. God. And you could see as they're reading out like his pedigree, like old mates like turned around and talking to his coaches, like, what the fuck have you signed me up for? And they're like shaking their heads and shit. And they're like, dude.
Have you guys seen the Mighty Boosh where Howard Moon fights a kangaroo?
Yeah.
They sort of talk about the kangaroo being the most ferocious animal in the animal kingdom, blah, 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 blah. And then just, and Howard Moon, former male prostitute. That's his only stat. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. This guy fucking like opened up with like spinning kicks and shit.
Oh, God.
And like, I was like, oh, my God.
Was Omai getting paid at least?
Yeah, they would have got paid, like much.
Oh, jeez.
But fuck. Like how much money would you need? Like, what's your number to get the shit kicked out of you? You're not going to get like really, really hurt. Like
realistic number?
There's a ref there. If once you give up, like once you're down and out, someone will stop you. But what's your number?
Here's a question. Is that number higher or lower than getting fucked in the ass by a bloke?
Lower. Much lower.
Straight away.
How much
not
does it cost to get fucked in the ass by a bloke?
For me?
Hold on. Are you saying like...
Buy me a few drinks?
So we're talking $20. So my number's higher than $20. So it's a higher number than...
Because some people will be like, I would rather fight and get bashed than ever let any man near my bum. But... Yeah, I don't feel like I am that way.
Are we talking like a monster mandingo dig here? Or
no, someone who's the same size as you,
Like, oh, me? Dick fucking size? Bring him in.
We're talking
bigger than my dick.
Bring in three of me.
Yeah, bring in three of me. Fucking hell, just bring three acorns in. And then I'll go fight some cunt.
I'll have some rage in me.
That's the warm-up round. That's it.
I'll just fucking insert him as I'm staring at the guy across the ring. Like, oh, fuck. I don't want to borrow this guy.
Imagine how intimidating that'd be.
Like, special guest.
Jimmy.
Yeah, they're sitting... Fucking Chaz.
Mark Beattie, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, whoa.
Mark Beattie. Jesus.
Nearly lost an eye.
Do you want to come in?
Yeah, I'll just give this to Ryan.
Yes.
Well, don't you just have two keys?
Leave that open, like a jar.
A jar.
Yeah.
You got a fifth mic?
No.
You
do. I can tag out anyway.
No, I got a fifth.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
When do we get the fifth?
Oh, it's a different brand. It's in the bag. I packed a fifth.
It's not
mic.
In the random bag.
A fucking charger for the laptop. Yeah.
how are we looking on charge, by the way?
Ah, it's like heaps of bars in between the flashing. Fuck, I can see it's like bars. It's like, I don't know, 80% something like that. Charging along.
Yeah. Well, not charging.
So no.
To get to your arsehole fighting fight argument, I think I'd rather try the fight because at least I'd have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd go well.
But what's your number? Like, what's your number to potentially get the shit kicked out of you?
Depends on how bad it is, doesn't it?
Well, there's a ref there, so...
I'd probably say 10 grand.
Yeah, I was thinking around 10.
Yeah.
10 would be all right for me. I could do with 10 grand.
What about you? You thinking higher?
1,000 bucks.
1,000 bucks, yeah.
$1,000.
Well, like, I don't know what to expect. Like, it is something that I want to know, though. Like, being in a, I've never been in a proper fight before, so I'd like to at least, you know, it's something I've always wondered about anyway. So,
yeah. I've never been in a fight.
No,
never even thrown a punch.
Not me either.
It's just never come up.
$1,000.
I've had four.
Four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't. You did them for free, though.
For free?
Did you do them for free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I paid to do them.
Well, yeah, when you can, like, did you pay to get in the ring, or are you counting like training and stuff?
This is street fights, right?
No, like kickboxing.
Amateur.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right. You did kickboxing. Or did. Do.
Oh, fuck.
Done.
Done.
You swap.
You're definitely done. Ethan. I do yoga now.
Nah.
It's much less violent.
Yeah.
I got my ass kicked.
You're doing violent yoga or something.
I got my ass kicked, so I was like, no more fighting.
Well, how many fights did you have?
No, no, they have to be the same size.
Yeah, but same weight, but bigger. Because you see that. Like,
oh, yeah.
El Romero doesn't look like a middleweight.
One guy was 7 foot.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just kick you in the head easy as shit.
Yeah, and you could, like, punch me from the other side of the ring.
That's an advantage.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, down. What were you fighting, Alex?
Fuck, how skinny was he?
Yeah, he was real skinny. Jeez. As soon as I found out, like, his punches didn't hurt, it was like, okay. Because he was so skinny.
No weight behind
that. Nah, there was no weight behind that. I was just really scared because he was like standing way over me. Yeah.
So how'd you go in that one?
I think I lost. Or it was a draw. Narrowly.
That's pretty good.
So what's your record?
I was like one win, two draws, and one loss, I think.
That's not bad.
Two draws, that's like...
Or maybe one draw. Yeah.
Was the loss an ass kicking? Like, did you cop it pretty bad or...?
Yeah, I had a pretty big bruise on my like right torso. Yep. He kicked me pretty hard, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was enough to go, okay, this is enough. I'm going to do something
Throwing
else.
Throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great to retire someone? You kick him that hard, they retire. Yeah.
I'm not doing this anymore.
It was his first fight, too.
His first fight.
Yeah.
That would have given him some confidence.
Yeah, heaps. Heaps. No, he was good.
Yeah, right. Natural.
This was only fun when I was kicking people.
Yeah.
Once they started kicking back, I was done.
It was the first real kick I took, and I was like, this isn't that fun.
No.
This is shit.
It sounds like my rugby league career. Like, I started out in like year six, and I was like 10 foot taller than everyone else. I was just palming my way into tries every 5 seconds. As soon as everyone else got athletic ability and some size, that was the end of it for me. It wasn't fun anymore. Yeah, that's
Where'd
exactly
you play?
Right. Sorry?
What position were you?
I was like, I started out like sort of on the wing and stuff, but I was eventually in second row.
Yeah, I thought you'd be second row.
Yeah. Good times. Not really. My nose is a bit bent because of rugby league, so really? Yeah, got a good break. Yeah.
Accentuates the face. It's wabasabi.
Yeah, yeah, 10 grand.
So if you got 24 grand now, you can kick the shit out of me, Rummy and Mark.
You're not
Raven.
To get the shit kicked out of me.
Not the shit, like...
You fight someone awesome.
Oh. You fight someone...
Imagine beating up someone so hard, shit comes out of them. Literal.
Oh, yeah.
How much did you say?
10. Me and Rummy at 10.
Yeah, we're
Mark
at 10.
Mark was 4.
4?
Mitch's...
No.
He had 4 fights.
I've already got, beaten up for nothing.
I was going to undercut you guys.
Mitch is on 1 grand.
I'll do it for $9.99.
What is this, Price is Right?
Wait, so you want to get beat up? Or?
Yeah, for the grand.
Oh, so you think the lowest is going to get the money? Fight Club.
That'd help. Yep.
This one's off too.
You check though. You're like, I better not roast him yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm $1,000. Like,
that's pretty cheap.
Get into a like a fucking MMA ring and potentially get the shit kicked out of me.
Yeah. $1,000. You're a toughie.
I just really want VR. It's the only way I'm gonna get it.
You can actually fight a bit though, can't you?
Kind of, yeah. Like,
see, I've never been in a fight before, no, I know I've got no chance.
Yeah,
I'm, like,
yeah.
I'm putting the fucking...
Well, I know more than someone who's never, like, trained or...
Yeah. Have you seen Kung Fu Panda? Yeah. He's a weapon.
But you know what? Like,
so
I think
you're saying there's a chance.
But like, you know what the thing is, though, with guys, though, every guy has a part in their brain just thinks, I reckon if I was in a fight, I'd fucking nail him. Like, there's always a little tiny bit in the back of your brain watching too many action movies and stuff. You just think, I reckon if I was in a fight, I reckon I'd do all right.
No.
But,
I don't
the
have
more
that
rational part.
Don't have I don't know that.
The more rational part is like, no.
That's the thing when you first started. When I first started training, I was like, I fucking have no idea what I'm doing, and I was just getting beat up constantly.
Yeah.
Like the first time I ever sparred, I was like, this is not going well.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting punched a lot.
It was the start of your comedy career kind of thing.
Yeah. And then I'm like, and then I throw a punch back, and it just misses. Like, actually, just misses, and I'm like, okay, I guess this is just where I lose. Lose right now. My trainer was like he was like a national like champion, and I had him on. He used to like lean back on the ropes, and he's like, you can like unleash, and I'd like unleash my best like fucking hook combos, and it just like it'd sort of like just glance with him, and he just moved with the punch. Move out of the way or like bring his shoulder up.
He's just rope it open, yeah.
He's like, yeah, just like perfectly moving with the punches. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And he just threw it right straight, right in my forehead. And I remember feeling my entire like face go crack, like a audible noise where my whole fucking face just shifted a little bit and cracked. And I was like, that was a hard punch. I was like, and I was leaning into it too, like I was coming in for a body shot. And he's like, whack.
He's not a good sensei. Christ. The sensei is supposed to sort of stop just beforehand. It's showing you that I've got
the
power.
He did.
I could do it, but I'm not going
to. No, I think he did stop. I think that was him pulling his punch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just assume everyone can fight and I can't. So I'm just like,
yeah.
I just have no desire to fight. You'd have to get me pretty fucking angry to fight
someone. Yeah, I'm the same.
Like, I don't know what it would take, but it'd have to be something pretty bad. Like
the
yeah.
situation when you can feel their knuckles through the 16-ounce glove. Fucking Christ.
But like, I think like really good fighters, like they can pick up that telegraphing people do before they punch.
Yeah.
Like they can tell from the way you're moving where it's going to end up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and we probably had that going on with you since it was so early in the game for you.
He was just like, he'd had dozens of fights.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
Australian
knew his
champion.
Shit. Yeah,
like he's like legit.
I think it's called the rope-a-dope. What he was doing to you, that whole thing. With
it kind of was. Yeah, he wasn't shit talking me. He was just he was very dismissive though. He's just like, and like sort of shaking his head.
Mm.
And I'm like, dude, like, you're supposed to be building my confidence up. He's like, I don't mean to do it. He goes, it's just the way I am.
Yeah.
You're just, like, dismissive and cunty to me while I'm throwing punches at you.
He's a nurturer.
Yeah.
Just figuring out his finances. He's like, I could save money with Geico. You know?
Free ad there.
Yeah.
Send us money, Geico.
The fact that you did 4 fights, though, is insane. Like, it's so scary.
Well, I tried to do a bit on this at the Black Belt the other night about how I think it was just to get, like, attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got, like, hundreds of people.
Stand-up wasn't enough.
No, this was way before stand-up. This, oh, right. This was 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Stand-ups are way better.
He can get attention without getting punched in the
eye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can go, and sometimes people laugh. Like, that's heaps better.
I thought you were doing it at the same time.
No, it was when I was about 22-ish,
ah, right.
23 or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and like there's heaps of people. You get a walkout song, like it's so egotistic.
Oh, cool. What was your walkout song? Hamster Dance.
See, looking back now, I wish I'd have done something like that.
Something funny. Was something heaps edgy.
Yeah. Like,
it was Korn.
Yeah.
I think Korn. It was like Got the Life or something. Oh, and I was like, I was so worried about what this song was going to be. And then I didn't hear it because I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And you're walking down the stairs, everyone's screaming. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Come out to Disturbed.
I was a
like,
lot.
Yeah, I was like at the MMA show I went to. I was like, how long until someone comes out to fucking, what is it?
Down with the sickness.
Yeah, down with the sickness.
Oh, and it was like
the third fight I was down with the sickness. And I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I'd change sickness to thickness though.
Come on, get down with the thickness.
Okay, well, that's another one to throw out there. What would be your walkout song if you were being tough? Ooh. And what would be your comedy one?
Crazy Frog.
Shit.
Yeah. I know my comedy one would be Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny
Tim. Damn you,
Tim.
I had that in my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's that's parallel awesome. Right there. Yeah.
That's an amazing song.
I'll have to think about that. I know Ty Tuivasa, the MMA fighter, he came out to the fucking Titanic song.
My Heart Will Go On.
Yeah, My Heart Will Go On. And he was singing along with it in the octagon.
Yeah.
And he fucking knocked the dude out as well. And then did a shooey. That's right. And then did a shooey after it. And Joe Rogan's like, he's like, hey, Joe, do you want to do a shooey with me? And Joe's like, no, you fucking savages. I know we use a like down in Australia. That's gross. He's like, can I have your shoe? He's like, no. I'm going to wear this later, you fucking animal.
That's great. All right. What's your song?
I've been trying to think of it.
Like, I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah. I've got no idea.
I feel like it's probably almost a kind of a personal thing. Like, all right, what's my song?
Yeah. It's more important than what your wedding song was. It's more important than, you know, what your funeral song's going to be.
Yeah.
Have a wedding song? I don't know.
It sounds important.
I feel like we didn't have a dance because of COVID and whatnot. So
Was that recent? Okay.
Yeah, September. Yeah.
You two couldn't dance because of COVID.
Yeah, no one could.
That's fucked.
You're literally kissing, holding hands the whole night.
Yeah.
They won't let you
dance.
That's rough.
Too much level. Sweat just flying off when he does the tango.
I wish I could say I was upset, but you know.
Yeah, the first dance is awkward.
Yeah.
It was even more awkward for us because, like, I've got a pretty large family and everyone's been to fucking, like, plenty of weddings. No one cares.
Yeah.
Like, we're like 3 people on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
That was about it.
Yeah, like the MC getting people pumped up together on the dance floor is one of the most tragic things.
Who was the third person?
A single kid. Actually, no, your nephew.
What do you mean a single kid?
Yeah.
He was a married kid.
Yeah. He was when I was done with him. No, one of the kids, like, just the whole night, fucking just tearing it up on the dance floor.
Nice.
Like, all night. Yeah. But our DJ was shit.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I had to organize for the wedding.
You didn't go with Moby Disc, did you?
No. I went with this fucking dude. I was like,
does Jay Bellis know him?
I just said to him.
Fucking hell.
Where were you on that one, Jay?
I called him up. I'm like, do you just play a playlist or do you actually DJ? Like, I want someone to like.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Why do you have to say that his friend was a DJ? Just say it's your friend.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry.
Or just say, I'll be there soon. We don't need any of the reason.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying I said it. I went,
my friend, I was at a DJ competition. Of course you were. Fucking of course you were.
Someone at the door.
Someone at the door.
Somebody
at the door. Next lamb to the slaughter.
Ah, here she is.
Oh, I got Loz.
How you doing?
Button.
Back from the Dubbo DJ contest.
Yes.
Well, you want to tap in, Loz? I'm probably going to go have a lie down for a bit, so you want to jump in on the podcast?
I will tap in.
All right, yeah. Enjoy the rest, boys.
Podcast tag-ins.
Fuck yeah, musical chairs. You could have just moved over, Ethan, given Loz your mic. But
no, then you cross some cables.
Let's make it fucking difficult.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. I don't know why I did that. That was fucking... That's the autism.
Is Adam getting in on this or
what? Chair. I'm a fucking idiot.
But you shifted down that one for Mark. No,
I'm wondering what madness I've walked into. Yeah. This is crazy. Yeah.
It's just me being passive-aggressively cunty to Ethan across the room.
Nice.
Oh, just nice. Then, yeah.
It's what we do to each other, really.
Lovely work.
We're talking about fights and stuff.
Yeah, if you were walking out to a fight, Loz, what would your song be?
Walkout song.
The Rocky theme.
Rocky theme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You got the Rocky.
You fucking had that ready to go.
Absolutely.
What about your comedy one?
We'll go 1, 2, or 3. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your number to get beat up in an octagon with the ref? So you're not going to get
my number.
Price. Much money?
Oh, okay.
How much money would it take?
Oh, look, I've been beaten up for free, so. Yeah, I'd go. Five grand. Yeah.
Yeah, so someone will
stop
the
difference between us. Me and Rummy were at 10 because we're sooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd
go feel
five.
Like if someone walked
it's cheaper
up
to beat up a woman.
Well, it'd only take one
you
shot and I'd
be
down.
Twice. It's the same price it cost to hit me once.
Only if I get up after the first round.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I said $1,000,
but if someone had $500 cash right in front of me, I'd start sizing the dude up. Like, oh.
Well, hold on, how bad do you get beat up? Like,
honestly, if you stop defending yourself and you just turtle up, they'll stop the fight. Unless you.
Yeah, but I can do that real quick.
Yeah.
Hey?
It's like, Ben just drops to the ground in the fetal position.
That's it, yeah.
Give me your money.
Oh, my hamstring.
Yeah, hamstring while holding his shoulder here, people. Yeah. Like, fucking
good
hell.
Good visual for the podcast.
We all saw it, though. Yeah. We saw you touch your shoulder and call it a hamstring. Yeah.
Still worked for the podcast because they didn't know us.
Me hammed up. Christ.
How was the footy, Loz?
The footy was great. The Knights won.
They won.
Yes,
oh,
they come back in the second half.
Fuck
and
yes, unless anyone on my Supercoach team did anything.
Yeah. See, it was good. It was a good win.
Losers can win tonight.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely.
Well, that's good. What happened to Adam?
He's still down there.
He's still down there.
He's still down there. I think he's going to have a celebratory drink.
Oh, good on
him.
How many has he had so far?
I have no idea. He's had 3 since I've been there.
Okay.
Speaking of Adam, while we're on the subject,
yes.
I just went and got some food, but I also got some earplugs while I was there.
Oh, yes. Was he a snorer?
Yes.
Oh, I've got a recording of it. I don't
Are you serious?
I'll have to send it to you so you can play it on.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Send it along.
Nice.
Yeah, but and it was so loud. I've never heard snoring quite like it.
Can you just hold it up?
So
loud.
Do you want me to try? I can try.
It'll work if you hold it up to it.
Because I wear a CPAP mask at home, and I said to Eddie, like, I didn't want to bring it with me because it was just too much drama, so I apologised up front, but apparently it's working really well and I've hardly snored.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really courteous. I like that. Adam didn't warn me at all. Oh, I'll try to play it.
Did you? Would you really expect Adam to
Adam Ronan snoring.
Yeah, no.
Where has it come out?
I can't hear it.
It'll come out the side, I think.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, but in your room, yeah.
It does sound bad.
Yeah, that's long. That's long breaths.
It's long. It's long.
Bogan Darth Vader.
It sounded
long, labored breathing. That's me after walking up a slight hill.
He also sounds somewhat possessed.
Yeah, he did. It sounded evil. It was so loud. I couldn't sleep. I just wrote the sleep off. I downloaded
it's
a
like
decibel
the devil
app.
Trying to escape him.
Like, and just he was cracking like 52 decibels.
Holy shit!
I was like, that's a lot for a snore.
Oh, we compared that on the chart.
No, I didn't compare it. But I just went and bought some earplugs and they only go up to 32, so I'm fucked anyway.
Oh, no!
You're still dealing with 20 decibels.
I had, I couldn't sleep at all. I had to get my earphones, play some. I went to Spotify and just put on like relaxing music for like 4 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
And I got like little bits of sleep
in
between.
Here you go. This might help you. It's called, I found out about it today, it's called Polyvagil. Right. I know, it's really
bad. Is this
just
a dildo?
No, it's listen, bear with me, right? It's called a polyvagal playlist.
You shove the microphones up your anus.
It's a non-monogamous vaginal playlist.
Pretty,
I like it.
Pretty much, that's right. No, but what it does, it sinks into the rhythm of some rhythm in your body. And it creates, it's on Spotify, it'll create
creates
your own
orgasm.
Playlist for it that you may possibly orgasm to.
Which
that's
will
correct.
Adam up.
His face is a big khaki painting.
You're right, champ. I'm going to go get some sleep.
But it will calm you down, apparently.
All right, that's great. I'm going to try it.
I just like saying the word polyvagil. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Get the fucking polyvagil out.
I looked up the
could
decibel
be a brand
meter.
Of lube.
Yeah, what do you got for 50?
It's not great.
It's not great.
It's just like noisy crickets, basically.
Oh,
yeah,
it makes, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it makes your complaint seem a lot less worse.
Yeah, it does. I feel like you should have left that out. Yeah, no,
I had to put it in.
Oh, God.
It was like normal conversation. Volume.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But yeah, if someone's having a conversation like this while you're trying to sleep.
And it sounds like it's a devil that's having it as well.
Yeah.
Someone possessed. Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah, it's
like, but crickets are shit.
No.
Drink their blood. I'm like an avocado.
I was just... The pennies dropped. I love the delay. That's so good.
Oh, yeah, it took a while to realise what you said, and then it just hit. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Oh,
fuck.
It also only takes two beers these days.
Oh, thanks for the beer, by the way.
Yeah, that's all right.
Cheers.
Yeah, don't
good.
Fucking tell anyone else that Loz is offering up.
Well, yeah,
you
I
know.
You kept that fact to
yourself.
I didn't know because I would have put one on the bottom step for you as well.
I know. I didn't know about the beers. I didn't get told.
In the group chat.
I'm sorry. I'm doing a fucking podcast. Because he's a piece of shit.
I messaged and then I left it and I went back to the podcast.
Yeah.
I think the rest of you know, but I'm not sure. But, I found out Rummy giggles in his sleep.
Oh, are you serious? Yes. That is so awesome.
Yeah, because I was listening to some podcast and just playing a game, and he's just there, and he doesn't snore or anything. He just starts going.
He's doing his own songs in his sleep.
And like 20 minutes later, he's like. And I was like, what is this kind of dream about?
It's so playful. I like that.
You got like a possessed fucking avocado, and I got some kind of. I got a giggler.
At least he doesn't fucking sleepwalk. Can you imagine that? Because you've got your screen on, so you can't see anything. You haven't got night vision yet. You're on the screen, and then you turn the screen off, and Rummy's just there asleep, giggling over you. Fucking Jesus. And you can't wake him up, too, because he's
holding his
pillow. Out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
I was hoping I didn't snore and keep him up, but yeah.
Oh, man.
He hasn't said anything, so hopefully I was all right.
Cabba's stories about his kid sleepwalking are fucking so funny.
Yeah, they're good.
He gets the keys.
Who's the snorer out of you two, Mitch?
We're both snorers.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. It was cancels each other.
It's just a race to whoever can fall asleep first. I'm falling asleep real quick.
Oh, dude. I fucking... So me and James and Maddie and Rummy like went across the road to the skate park at 12 o'clock at night like mad dogs.
At the skate park.
At the skate park.
Midnight. Yeah. You fucking kids.
Did you bring a skateboard?
No.
Oh,
fucking should have bought one.
Jeez, yeah.
I don't think they come in my weight class.
Did you make a sparkle bomb or anything sick?
They make titanium trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking started
laying up. The plywood that'll let you down.
Yeah.
It's scary when you're old skateboarding, I can guarantee.
Yeah.
One second away from injury at all times.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it when I was a kid, let alone fucking now.
I used to do it when I was real young, but then I stopped. But yeah.
All right, I think it's still going. I can't tell. The
what were we talking
black.
About? Oh, your Facebook fucking premise.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible. Let's not talk about that.
No, I feel we must.
The premise was that it's way worse. Like, I was super high when I came up with this idea, but it was that Facebook stalking someone is kind of worse than actual stalking someone, because there's only so much you can learn by Facebook only so much you can learn by actually stalking someone, but you can learn a lot more shit about them by like Facebook stalking them.
Well, if you're actually stalking somebody, you probably are Facebook stalking them at the same time, aren't
probably
you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The stalker over here would know.
Yeah, maybe.